Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Fitness Solution. I have a very lovely episode for you today, and this week I jumped on the phone with a fitness collective member called Jade. And this is actually the first time Jade and I have actually physically spoken together. So it was a really exciting chat. She reached out to me and said she wanted to join the Fitness Collective, which is my sort of private members group, full of fitness resources and content and things like that. She said that she was getting my daily emails and she was ready to join. So I said to her, that's great. And to get you started, let's jump on the phone. Let's have a chat and let me answer any of your questions that you have in the form of a podcast. So that, because I often find that when someone starts something new, it's really important that they ask lots of questions to get them off their chest. But a lot of them are questions that is probably going through your mind if you're thinking right now about starting a fitness journey or getting on with doing some kind of exercise or looking after yourself. And those kind of very early questions are really important because they can completely flip the way that you're thinking about what it is you actually have to do if you ask the right questions in the right manner. So getting that first conversation recorded meant a lot to me. And Jade was fantastic in jumping on and being very honest with me, chatting very honestly with me. And as you'll hear in the podcast, she's got a wonderful outlook on life. She's a very intelligent person. And she, like everyone, had some misconceptions about fitness that needed to be put right, that we needed to talk through, and I needed to explain to her the way I do things and why I do things and how I think that's going to help her. So I really hope you enjoy the episode. I also would love to thank everybody who has left a rating and a review for The Fitness Solution in Apple Podcasts. That means a hell of a lot to me. And if you like this episode, then please do that again. That would be great. Right. Peace, love and protein. Let's get on with the show. Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Fitness Solution. On the other end of the line, I have somebody called Jade Aitken. Aitken, how do you pronounce it, Jade?
Aitken.
Aitken. And she's based out.
Wrong, it's fine.
She's a member of the Fitness Collective, and she's a very new member of the Fitness Collective. And she reached out to me once she'd signed up and was like, I've got all these questions and all the rest of it. And I was like, look, let's sit down, let's have a chat over the phone. And let's put it out to people, because I'm sure the questions you ask me are questions that thousands of people are wondering about as it is. So if we can help thousands of people, then we have a duty to do that. So how the hell are you, Jade?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. This is that awkward moment where we have to pretend we didn't just spend
five minutes talking. Yeah.
But that's cool. And you're a massage therapist, and that's been interesting during lockdown?
Interesting. Quiet, funnily enough, yeah.
It's good. Have you enjoyed having more time on your hands?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, really nice. Yeah, good. Definitely wouldn't have had the time to go out jogging and stuff when I was doing that.
Perfect. Anyway. Right, well, this time is your time. It's my job to just shut up, be quiet, which I find very difficult to do, and to sit here and listen to you and see how I can help you the most. So, like, what have you got for me? What questions do you need to answer?
I don't know how many calories I should eat a day.
Okay.
And I got your email about you work your way out in pounds and times it by 10. Is that right?
It can be 12 as well. So that's a really good question. So I learned this from Jordan Syatt. If you don't know who Jordan is, then I suggest you find out who he is, because he's just a dude. And he... It all relates to your goals, and it all relates to what you want, how you want to get there and everything else. But our philosophy on calorie calculating is we want to take your goal body weight in pounds. Do you know what that is?
134 pounds.
Okay. And then we times that by 12. 134 times by 12. So this is your figure. Can you see that?
Oh, I've been doing it all wrong.
No. Oh, whoa. Okay. Number one, there is no right or wrong. There's only exploration.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So I thought it was 10. So I've been trying to eat 1,300 calories a day, and I'm always hungry.
Okay. Plus so that brings us into something else, right? Okay.
Okay.
So you found 1,300 wholly unmanageable, right?
I literally, all I want to do is go to the shop and buy cake. I'm just being honest.
Do you think that's because you really love cake, or do you think that's because you're hungry and you're tired and you just want cake because you're not filling up in the rest of the day?
Both.
Right, fair enough. What cake?
I really want a Victoria sponge.
I can understand that.
I don't know why. I just know not having that.
Well, you're like based near Oxford, aren't you? So, like, if you're in Oxford, then you don't get more English than that. So, Victoria sponge is a very English cake. It makes perfect sense. I'm a lemon drizzle man myself.
Oh, I love that too. Actually, to be fair, Kenny cake. I'm just like, yeah.
Right. Right. So you did by 10. That's fine. There's no right or wrong. And it's nice that we've been able to put that right now. And that we're able to discuss that. So 1300 was what you was on, and what was your like food made up of? Like, what would you go through each day? So
I had porridge for breakfast, which I love. Mm-hmm. I normally do that anyway. Then I was having let me find my fitness pal actually, and I can't remember. Hold on.
How are you weighing the food and trying to track it accurately like that?
Yeah.
And are you comfortable doing that?
Yeah, I think I'm all right with that.
Okay, good.
Made me question that now.
No, it's fine. A lot of people find it time consuming and quite onerous.
Yeah, I've got loads of time there now, so it's fine.
Oh, brilliant. Good for you.
Not sure what that's going to be when I have to go back and do work for my clients. So today I had a brown wrap with tuna, lettuce, sweet corn, and mayo, and it came to 364 calories.
Yep.
And then I had porridge and two cups of tea, and that's all I've had.
Okay. And how are you feeling? How are you feeling right now?
I'm all right because I've got a cup of tea, but in a couple of hours I'll be like hungry.
Right, but then a couple of hours it'll be lunchtime, why not?
It'll be 3:15, so it'll be like biscuit time. Or would have been biscuit time. No more biscuits. No.
Why no more biscuits?
It would have been tea and biscuit time, but
right.
Because I can't eat biscuits. Surely.
Why can you not eat biscuits?
Because surely they're high in sugar.
They are, and butter.
Yes, and everything in them.
Okay. Right. Okay. So, what's wrong with foods high in sugar and?
Surely that makes you fat. Oh God! Unless I'm really, really thick.
No, don't talk to you. Don't talk about yourself like that. Okay, you're not really, really thick. This is the reason I'm quizzing you on this is because it's important.
Okay.
Now, you have 1,600 pounds to spend each and every day. Let's just think of it as money. £1,600, okay?
Right.
Now you can spend that £1,600 on lots and lots of, I don't know, let's say 2 penny sweets. No, that's, let's ignore the fact sweets. You could spend that £1,600 on something that costs 20p, and you could do that a lot. I'm not that good at maths, yeah?
Yeah.
Or you can spend that £1,600 on a new TV that costs £1,500.
Right.
And you've blown it all in one go.
Yeah.
So when you have a biscuit, what you're doing is not making you fat for as long as you keep it within the 1,600 calories over the course of a day. Yeah. Right. But what you are doing is you're limiting your ability to have more 20p's because you're basically investing more into the television. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if I was to have like a banana instead, I would have more money left, right?
Yeah.
Bananas are better than,
Well, how many calories are in a banana?
It depends, doesn't it? Hold on, I'll tell you.
Well, it depends on the size and
everything.
So a banana is what, 84 calories?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So if you have 84 calories, then you are, within, just fit them into your calories. That's all you need to do.
Okay.
A bourbon biscuit is probably something like, I don't know, maybe 64 per biscuit. But what you need to remember there is a bourbon is very little and a banana is bigger. So if we're eating more food, we're going to get fuller for longer. And this is where fruits and vegetables come into effect. This is why we encourage people who are trying to lose weight to eat fruits and vegetables, because we can consume a hell of a lot more of them.
Yeah.
Because they're less calories, and we can eat a lot more of them, and therefore we'll fill up a lot more than if we snacked on Mars bars, crisps, and other items that are available. Right. And then the whole argument of health, of is it good or bad for you, of sugar makes you fat and all the rest of it. health is a different issue. When you're choosing your foods, it's very important that you try and use the mindset instead of good or bad, right or wrong. Just ask yourself, is this nutritious? Will this food nourish me? Okay. And if you think it won't, then accept the fact that it won't. Okay. And then you can either still have it.
Okay.
If it aligns with your goals, or you can look for a more nutritious option. Okay. I think that's a much better way of framing your food choices than it's good or bad. Makes me fat, doesn't make me fat.
Okay.
Because really and truly what makes you fat is going over your calories over a long period of time.
Right.
It's not, choosing a biscuit over a banana, as long as you're within your 1600. And I just want to circle back to that quickly. So that is your goal body weight in pounds times by 12.
Yeah.
Now that is going to be very slow, but very sustainable fat loss.
Right.
Okay. It's not going to drop off you like a stone. It's not going to vanish very quickly, and it's not going to, you have to be very patient with it.
Okay.
Very patient.
I'm not very patient, but it'll be fine.
Okay. But then in that sense, what I want you to remember is your experience trying to beat 1300.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And because of how much you struggled trying to lose fat quicker and you couldn't stick to 1300, then surely it's better that you're happy, you're less hungry.
I can stick to 1300, I'm just hungry. Like, I've stopped to it.
Okay. Okay. I'm hungry. Right. And is hunger a problem for you?
It will be when I go back to work and I have to do massage all day, because I feel like ill.
Right. But then you're taking into account your movement will have increased.
Slightly, but then my steps are going to decrease.
But, okay, don't think of steps as just literally stepping. Because or even though you're stood stationary, don't underestimate the advantage. I think I did a post on this the other day. It said something like, people wildly underestimate the effect of standing. And
I saw that actually. Yeah, I saw that post.
Standing burns a lot of calories, and massaging people is hard work. So maybe when you're at work, 1600 won't be enough because you're burning so many more through the work you are doing. The important thing is that you then we figure out the new number with that in tow. And you have, and maybe we circle it round. So you have higher days when you're at work and lower days when you're not at work.
Okay.
Yeah. And we can work through that as you progress. And that would be a really good idea. I mean, I don't know how many calories you burn massaging, but are you on your feet for like 8 hours?
Yeah, easily, yeah.
I imagine it probably, you're very hungry like that.
I am. And I normally go to the gym first, and then go to work for however many hours.
Wow. Very fit.
I know.
Why did you join? Why did you join the fitness collective?
I don't know. I just need someone to tell me. I just feel like I just don't eat the right things.
Okay.
And I'm rubbish with nutrition, and I just need a kick up the bum. Basically, I'm just being honest.
And that's great.
Not my mum, because she's obviously great.
Yeah,
but I automatically don't really pay attention to her because she's
your mum.
I need somebody else.
Of course.
If that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. So let me ask you this. Why do you need to kick up the bum?
Because I think I feel like I could do with losing like half a stone just so that my jeans fit more comfortably. Like, I know I'm not fat, like, at all. And when I tell people that I go to the gym, they're like, you don't need to. And I'm like, no, I do. But not just for the physical side, for the mental aspect too. But why should you wait till you're fat to do something about it? You should do it when you feel like you're getting fatter, so you're not too fat. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. I understand. Like, and I'm a huge proponent of kind of like using exercise as preventative medicine almost.
Yeah, like,
right?
Prevention's better than cure. So
yeah, absolutely. It's a lot easier for you to put in the habits now and get to the gym now when, you know, you might not necessarily need to, in inverted commas, but the advantages of going to the gym far outweigh losing weight. Okay. What the biggest dictator of fat loss is your nutrition.
Yeah.
Okay. The exercise protects you and it improves your ability to have a looser nutrition plan the more muscle you build. So it's kind of like a long-term game. It's like, I call it your insurance policy.
Okay.
So by going to the gym, when you are going to the gym, when you feel like you don't do it just to lose weight, but you're adding muscle to your body, you're eating enough protein and you're driving yourself forward in that sense, then you're protecting yourself that when, I don't know, let's say if you have children or let's say you injure yourself or something like that, then, you know, you've got wider angles to play with than a really strict kind of fat loss program right now. And I'm not being funny, half a stone is...
I literally want to lose like the tiniest bit of... I don't need to be like mega... I don't care if I'm not like a stick. I don't care. And I know I'm not actually like fat. If you were to like draw some really fat, you wouldn't draw me. But I just think I'd be a bit more... And also we've got 3 weddings, so I need to look good, right?
Well, that's up to you.
Yeah.
I think looking good comes from the inside. But
right.
And that's great. And that's fantastic. And so then why were you so reticent when I said it might take a little bit longer?
Because I'm impatient like everybody else. No. I watched your video on the scales yesterday. I have expectations.
There we go. Did you enjoy the video, by the way?
I did. I loved it. Oh,
thank you. How... And how are you finding that? You weighing yourself every day?
Yeah.
And how are you finding it?
I haven't weighed myself in years because I have the same thing as your client did. Doing that.
Right.
All right. I'm just trying to write it down and then I leave it. Not thinking.
How did it feel the first day you stepped on it?
The same as yesterday. What I expected, I guess.
And did it match your expectation?
I guess so.
Right, well, that's fine.
I didn't expect to be any lighter, let's put it that way.
Okay, perfect. So it fed into the story that you tell yourself.
Well, considering I haven't been to the gym since March because of lockdown, I expected to weigh more than that.
Right.
To be honest with you, but I didn't. So I was like, oh, actually, that's not as bad.
And why did you expect that?
Because I haven't been doing as much physical activity, I guess, in terms of gymming. But then I am on my feet at work, so maybe that's a big part of it. I don't know.
So again, you bring up an interesting point. Before lockdown, how much were you going to the gym?
3 to 4 times a week.
Right, and you was doing strength training.
Yeah.
Okay, and now lockdown started. You've then had a period of not going to the gym, and you haven't put on as much weight as you said. And that is exactly why. How long for? Before lockdown, was you going to the gym 3 to 4 days a week?
July, August, September, October, November, December. Okay.
Like 6-7 months.
Something like that. Yeah.
Right.
Give or take.
Like, perfect. And were your lifts improving? Was you lifting heavier week in, week out?
Yeah.
Good. See, you are the epitome of what I just described about the gym and the movement and the exercise being our insurance policy. You insured yourself, ready for lockdown, that when your calories go slightly awry, it's not going to have such a detrimental effect. Now, if you hadn't have been to the gym for 7 months previously, working on a strength training program, deadlifting, squatting, and everything else, then chances are you'd have eaten the same amount you'd have eaten now, and you might have gained extra weight.
Never thought of it like that.
Because what you've done is you've improved your metabolism. We can't speed up our metabolism overnight. We can't do workouts that really ramp up our metabolism and all the rest of it. The metabolism is something that is very, very difficult for us to improve because it comes down to muscle density versus fat density. And we can't, and there's so many factors of it we can't change. Our height, our organ size, and all of these things. So the only way we can chip away at it is by adding muscle, reducing fat. Now, obviously, reducing fat is a lot easier than building muscle. People think fat loss takes a long time. You want to try and add 10 kilos of muscle. It's not. It is damn hard.
My mum is 50 and she looks amazing. Her arms are literally like, she has no flab, unlike me. That took her 6 years.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Like,
And that's 6 years, three, four days a week.
Consistently going to, like that took her years to get there.
Exactly.
Like, she didn't just do that like that. She literally like did it. Yeah, and she's pretty honest with people, which is good. But she's nuts. She glute bridges like 100 kg, and I'm like, no, yeah. Mum, we're never doing that.
You'd be surprised. Ever.
And then last time I did it, I was doing 45, which is like, see, you're nearly there. I was like, this is horrendous. But anyway, never mind. But that just goes to show you how it can be done.
Of course it can be done. And both can be done. But you've insured yourself. Okay. And that's fantastic. And it's just, you are laying true to what I want. And now you have half a stone you want to kick off. Great. So what's your plan moving forward then?
Eat less, exercise more? I don't know. Or eat better.
If what have I said about those terms?
They're negative.
Eat more.
Nutritious stuff. That's it.
There we go. Look for more nutritious options. But sometimes you have to remember as well, sometimes nourishment, like the word nutritious, nourishment, I like the word nourishment. I think it's a great word, right? You can really get your mouth around it. And you have to remember that sometimes something that's going to nourish you is a bag of popcorn. Something that's going to nourish you is a pizza, right? That will nourish you. Sometimes we need comfort in our lives. Sometimes our brain needs that dopamine hit that you get from eating a Galaxy caramel bar. Like, sometimes we need that nourishment as well. So just because I'm saying eat more nutritious, it doesn't mean I'm telling you to only ever eat leaves like a rabbit. Okay. I'm telling you to try and tune in with your body a little bit more, which is a very hard thing to do, especially if someone's listening to this and they've had a long period of, I don't know, maybe they've gone through eating disorders or they binge a lot. They feel completely disarmed and out of control around food. It's very easy for me to sit here and go, tune into your body, because their body will be craving very high calorie, high satiable McDonald's-like foods.
Yeah.
But for someone like you, I think it's a perfectly decent thing to say. For someone like that, we might need to say, no, you need to really think more about, you know, the real nutrition that goes into the food, not necessarily the emotional nourishment you can get from it. But we should never deny ourselves both of those equations when it comes to food, because the second we deny ourselves one of them, then they both fall apart.
Right.
But for as long as we have nourishment here, and we have our as long as we have nutrition and health here, and we have our nourishment here, we keep both of them alive, then we're going to be okay. All right. Sometimes you'll need a pizza, and that's okay. Sometimes you're going to go above 1600 calories, and it ain't going to matter a jot. What successful people who diet do is they go above their calorie allowance. They then go to bed, they fall asleep, they forget about it, and they carry on plan the following day.
Because the other problem I have is that I'm quite, I do things quite to the book. So I don't do things by heart, basically. So if I was going to do this every day, I'd want to stick to it. And then if I went over, I'd really beat myself up, which I shouldn't do, because that's not good. Sometimes it happens, doesn't it? You can't like.
Mm-hmm. So would you
try?
So
not to do that.
Do you like controlling things?
As much as I can, but you know.
Right.
Okay. You can't always, can you?
No, you can't. It's interesting, isn't it? Because people only ever use the term, like, you know, like the term control freak.
Yeah.
People, would you describe yourself as one of them?
I've never been asked that before. No, I don't like the unknown. It's not the control, it's the unknown.
So what's the unknown about going over your calories?
That I'm scared that when I come to weigh myself the next day, I'll be higher again. Because I've eaten that extra bar of chocolate or that pizza.
Okay, but then, okay, so previous to this, you said that you didn't weigh yourself at all because you were petrified of the scale.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've had a fear of something for a long time.
Yeah.
A fear which you're now exposing yourself to and that you're breaking day in, day out.
Yeah.
And when you see, give it a week and you will have seen, I mean, in my 30-day challenge, my YouTube video, you see that my client, she started off where she wasn't expecting, and then it dropped a couple of days, and she got very seduced by that. She got very happy and was like, oh yeah, great. And then her emotional brain was going, you got this, it won't be you, it won't go up, you've got this, it's going to go down forever. Mm-hmm. And the logical brain was going, it will come up, it will come up. And then it came up straight away and she got very disheartened. And then it plateaued and she got even more disheartened. And once you have gone through that experience, the problem is, the reason you have this fear of the scale is you've never given yourself an experience of it.
No, because when I used to go to the gym and they used to do my catch up, I used to say to Joe, please don't show me the weight. A bit like,
my client.
I was like, oh my God, that is me.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've never, ever, ever exposed yourself to the experience. It's like going on a first date. You're petrified because you don't know what the experience is going to be like. Or going on a roller coaster. But how many times have you come off a roller coaster and you've been like, God, that was amazing, I want to do it again. But you were so scared beforehand. Anyway, okay, not a roller coaster, but whatever. But then the thing is fear of the unknown is perfectly understandable, but it doesn't help us grow.
No, it doesn't. No, completely, completely.
If you don't expose yourselves, I mean, how long have you been kind of like stuck with this half a stone that you don't want?
I reckon I've been stuck with it for about 5 years.
Right.
Like, honestly, I think my ex-boyfriend didn't have a very good diet. And I think when I met him, I was a lot skinnier. Because I used to be really skinny. I was a prematurely born baby.
Right.
I weighed 2 pounds 2.
Wow.
Yeah. So I put all this weight on. And I think it was his bad eating habits that I then adopted, which then made me put the weight on. Mm-hmm. I think that was sort of when.
And psychologically, do you kind of think maybe if you get rid of this half a stone, then you feel like you're completely done with that relationship?
Yeah.
And you don't like carrying it around. I had a client in the gym, and she had some baggage from an old relationship. And I said to her, like, how much do you think that's weighing you down? Like, put a number on it. And she went, oh, I don't know, like 10 kilos. And I went, cough, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And so I then gave her a 10 kilo dumbbell. I said, you're bringing that everywhere we move around this. And that is what you were doing day in, day out to yourself. And she carted it around for a whole hour, bless her. I can't believe she actually she carted it around for a whole hour. And by the end of it, she went, this is ridiculous. I've got to sort this out. And I went, that's for you to figure out yourself. And the way we do it is by working on ourselves. Yeah. It's by stepping into the unknown and allowing ourselves to grow. And you are doing that. You know, you've been for 5 years, you haven't been willing to grow. You've been stuck and you've had this weight issue that you're stuck with.
Yeah.
And now you've taken a step. You've literally taken a step as well, which is amazing and beautiful. But you've also taken a metaphorical step. And now you're stepping into, we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but I can guarantee whatever it is ain't going to be as bad as suffering for another 5 years.
It's not. And I also was too scared to go to the gym because I was scared of what people would think. And now I go to the gym and I don't even care. In fact, it's normally me in the back corner on a barbell with loads of men and I don't even care.
Are you literally quoting my Instagram wall to me over the last few days? Because that was my post from yesterday.
No, it's literally me.
What was my post yesterday?
It
was
to go to the gym. No.
I know. People are.
They are, can't they? They're so, like, I don't know why. Because everyone in the gym is there to do exactly the same thing. So and no one in the gym cares. Everyone's in there. They've all got their earphones in. Yep. Nobody cares.
I literally said this. Worried everyone is looking at you in the gym? Don't be. Everyone in the gym is as self-obsessed as you are. You're the only person worrying about you. And they are the only person worrying about them. I promise. Literally. You are the only person worried about yourself. Yeah. With 3 little hugs. And it got the most amount of likes. One of my posts.
I expect so. Because I've got a friend and she said, I want to go for a run, but I want to go early in the morning or later at night. And I said, how come? And she said, oh, so people don't see me. I'm like, oh, I completely get that. But who cares? I don't care.
No. But again,
that you've got to deal with, I guess.
Yeah. With your friend who's worried about running, it's a case of She needs to expose herself, and she needs to get used to that. And the only people, when people are running, what I find is the only reason people are looking at you, because I know that I've done this myself, is one, they're jealous that you're out running and they're not.
Yeah.
Two, they're looking at you going, bloody hell, look, she's running. That's brilliant. Like, go on. Like, yeah. they just want to cheer you on. They're like, go. And it's either a moment of encouragement, which is why they're looking at you, or it's a moment of jealousy why they're looking at you.
I need to go and do that.
Exactly. Yeah, no one watches someone jog on the road and goes, you look like an idiot, mate. Even overweight people who are out trying their hardest, it's inspirational, and that's why people are looking at you.
Yeah.
It's probably the most inspirational thing that person has seen that day, and that is something that you need to remember and understand, and that is something that you should take forward on your 5K, because you are inspiring others, and you think they are judging you, and they're not, and that's it, basically. Yeah, so I get that. I mean, the other thing I'd say about that as well is don't tie your fitness journey into somebody else's.
Oh no, I just felt like when she said that, I was like, oh my god, that was me in the gym like a year ago. Yeah. I know exactly how you feel. Like, yeah.
Do you remember like a breakthrough moment?
Yeah, when I got into the gym and I knew exactly what I was doing without a piece of paper.
Right. Okay.
Because it's the fear of, do I look like an absolute twit? Because I've only been doing this plan for 2 days. It's that, isn't it?
Yeah. But having a plan released from your worries and experience. And again, we come back to experience. And you have to go through these experiences in order to grow, right?
Yeah.
And that's incredibly important. Great. Have you got any other questions for me? Did we clarify all the food stuff? Or do you want to go more?
Can I eat bread? Really stupid
question. Okay, you answer that yourself. It's not a stupid question. There are no stupid questions.
Okay. I suppose I can if it fits in my calories, right?
Perfect.
Okay. Should I be doing, because obviously I haven't got any weights.
Okay.
Going out jogging instead of the weights. I've tried to order some. Every time I get so far, and then it's like a no, because they're so low in stock at the moment.
Yep.
So should I be doing running and that as well, or should I? But obviously, if I can't get the weights, then I've obviously got a problem, haven't I?
What makes you happy?
Well, I suppose a bit of both, really.
Right. So there's your answer.
Also, my mum said, "You're not going to lose any weight, Joe, because you're not doing enough cardio." And I just did an order, and now look.
Right. I'm not gonna get into a trashing war of your mother. So the whole cardio lifting weights for fat loss question mark. It's an interesting debate. And the truth is both exercises burn calories.
Yeah.
Okay. And you burn more calories in the moment with cardio.
Yeah.
But you don't insure yourself for your future progress when you do cardio is very important for you. And the other thing you have to remember is cardio isn't just going for a run. It's not running up the river. It's not riding your bike 20 miles. Cardio can be walking around the block. Cardio can be looking after your heart just by getting to a point where you're sweating a little bit, or you're almost walking and you don't need to wear a jacket. That's kind of where you want to be, and that can be very effective for the heart as well. But you have to do that day in, day out. That's almost like a daily ritual. That's not what I would call as prescribed fitness. Okay?
Right, okay.
Running a 5K would be prescribed fitness. And if you want to improve your 5K, improve your 5K if it will make you happy. But really and truly, exactly. Then that's fine.
I hate running. Lifting weights. Anyway,
so if you hate running, why would you go running?
Exactly. Why would I bother? I've paid all this money to go to the gym. If I'm out doing my 5K and someone came up to me and said, "Jay, the gym's open, I'm off, I'll tell you, see you later,
exactly.
Go home, have a shower, go out the gym," and I'm just like, bye.
It's fine to experiment. If you want to see how you are running, see how you are running, but if it's not going to make you happy, don't bloody do it.
I don't mind it, but if I could choose, I'd be at the gym. Like, I literally would.
So then do a home workout. You could probably make your heart pump just as much at home as you can running 5K.
Yeah, easy. Okay. Yeah.
So if you wanted to do, I don't know, if you wanted to do, say, 3 to 4 days at home, then do three home workouts, and then do one home workout that's more kind of HIIT based or more just cardio based. Job done. It doesn't matter. Or you could just do 4 home workouts and just get through them quicker. Just speed up your ability to do it if you feel like you need a cardio aspect. But I don't see any problem at all with doing strength-based calisthenic home bodyweight stuff, provided you don't have any joint issues, provided your ankles are fine, your knees are fine, your hips are fine. Don't go jumping around if you've got problems like that. But if you don't, then, you know, and just adapt. In the Fitness Collective, there's the Be Strong, Be Confident program, 90-day program. And that has 3 months of home workouts and 3 months of gym workouts. And they're literally next to each other. And they operate in the same manner. And you can print that off or you can get it on your iPad or whatever. And just away you go. And do those, you know, I think there's 3 workouts a week to do. Go and do it. Or no, I think it's a 2-day split. So just do that or just get through it in double time or whatever. And I'm writing a 51 metabolic workout manual right now, which will be kind of short, sharp and in and out. But you can do those as many as you want. I don't know when that will be ready, but I'm writing it right now. Okay. And so the main driver of fat loss is your calories. Okay. And that's science. So when someone says something like that to you, don't let it scare you. Don't let it call into question what they're saying. They're not wrong, but they're not right. They're not giving you the full picture. Okay?
Yeah.
That's all I'd really have to say about that. Anything else?
I don't think so. No. I think that's it.
You sure?
I think so, yeah. I can't think of anything else.
Perfect. What's your plan for the rest of the day?
Probably should go for a run.
Even though it doesn't make you happy. We just discussed that.
I know. The weather's nice. I like it if it's nice weather, but I hate it if it's cold. I'm not going if it's cold. No.
When I ran the London Marathon in 2018, we had the worst winter, 2017 into 2018.
Yeah, it was really bad. Yeah.
I had a half marathon training event cancelled because of the snow and all the rest of it. And then we trained in the coldest of environments to then, on the actual day of the run, it was the hottest London Marathon.
Hot, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it was like, this is just brutal. This is just wrong. This shouldn't be allowed for anyone. And so I know your feels. It is, this is good weather for running. This is great weather for running and it's worth doing. Well, that's awesome, Jade. As long as you promise me there's nothing else, you can eat off the call and go, I should rush this. And that's fine.
I can't think of anything.
Perfect. If you have any questions, put them in the Facebook group. Okay. And then we can all respond and we can all help you. If it's really private, then email me directly. Okay. If you don't want to kind of open it up in a more public forum.
Okay.
But no one, I won't treat you or tell you anything different that any of my other clients have experienced from me. So there's nothing to worry about. And and literally just now that you're on the phone, from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you. Okay. You've put the biggest smile on my face for the whole week. You wouldn't believe. By signing up and being here and trusting me to help you figure this out. So thank you very much.
Good.
All right. Good. You have an awesome day. And,
you too.
And we'll speak very, very soon.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Bye bye.
I really hope you enjoyed that episode of The Fitness Solution, and I hope it answered some of your questions if you're considering about beginning some form of fitness in your life. I really hope we've dispelled a few myths or we've answered some questions that you was wondering about as well. If you're interested in joining the Fitness Collective, then please head to my website. I've linked it in the show notes as well. It's www.thegymstarter.com, and there's a page there called the Fitness Collective, and it tells you a story about one of my clients, and it tells you basically how I work with clients and the method I use and all what you will get inside my very special members group, the Fitness Collective. I hope you have the most astounding week. Thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here. And I can't wait to see you again next week. Peace, love and protein, high fives and positive vibes. Ciao, ciao.